feel that this society is trying to feminize boys? Yes. Well, I don't know that it's a, you know, somebody in smoke-filled back rooms. Well, no, nowadays they wouldn't be smoke-filled back rooms, but is trying to come up with this idea of let's feminize the country. But yeah, and even schools, even the way schools are structured, very early on, almost predetermined that girls will succeed where boys won't. Girls' verbal skills tend to develop sooner. And so when everything becomes based upon where the girls are and where they hit earlier, not where the guys are, then guys, early on, many of them have an identity issue where they feel like... many of them have an identity issue where it becomes, oh, well, school's not for me. They underperform in school, and then they become lifetime underperformers. Another thing I would say in this regard is just in a whole literary thing with boys. Teach your boys to be readers. We are losing a generation to reading. They're into video games. They're watching movies. They're watching, and even if it's good stuff, and I'm all for those things. Don't get me wrong. Not like videos are bad or anything. You know, I love VeggieTales, you know, and I mean, I've learned so much of the Bible through VeggieTales. I mean, but seriously, and it's fun to watch that stuff. But reading, don't read to your kids, girls and boys. But there's just a whole bunch of boys that aren't reading anymore. But the whole feminizing of boys, you know, and do you feel that sometimes Christian moms do so unknowingly? Yeah, like for instance, oh, I know dad's wrestling with the kids. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. You know, we have to have our kids, you know, be safe. And it's like, well, what are we going to do? Put a seatbelt on the couch? You know, strap them in. And, you know, it's just we're so overregulated. We're so over. And, of course, I'm not talking about literally throwing children down the stairs. I never threw the kids down the stairs. I just said, you want daddy to throw you down the stairs? And they liked it. I'd throw it, and then I'd hold on to them, and they loved it. They really did. They may have forgotten how much they loved it, but they loved it. They would beg me to do more. Nancy would beg me to do it with her.
Come back next year for the panel with the whole family, okay?
But seriously, I do really think that let boys be boys, okay? But don't assume that that means they're going to be crude and rude and thankless as if that's inherently male. And that's just, curb the things that might be a tendency in a boy if it's inappropriate, but let the boy be a boy. And one of the books that's back there is Dr. Dobson's book from years ago, Bringing Up Boys. And I would recommend that.